use your old machinery tires as livestock waterers in the pasture. Ice and even mean bulls can't destroy them. Learn how it's done on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Recycle old machinery tires by turning them into livestock watering tanks. Because they're black, they draw the sunlight to the edge of the tank, which means slower freezing in the winter and less algae in the summer. Will Mahoney is the owner of a Kentucky company called Best Livestock Equipment. He says they like to use mining-type tires because they have a high insulation value and will last a lifetime. Building a tire watering trough is simple, and they can be cut to almost any height depending on the livestock using them.
Have your water line and drain or overflow where you want the tank. You flop the tire over it, pack any extra area with dirt to fill in, and leave about 4 to 5 inches for quickcrete. We put the quickcrete in dry, put about half of it in and tamp it good and do that again. And then the real secret to sealing a tire tank is you let it cure underwater. So you just turn the water on and you're done. That makes the concrete twice as hard, and it actually makes it chemically bond with the tire and the pipe and makes a permanent seal.
They'll work with any water source, including gravity feed, pressurized water lines, hydrants, and pond siphons. A big round watering tank will look enticing to animals looking to cool off in the heat of the summer. Mahoney says there are several ways to keep them from swimming in it.
The nice thing about a tire is that you can screw anything to it. So you can put a cover on it to help insulate it and also keep animals out. Or you can put a simple frame of 2x boards on top just to keep them from getting in there. A lot of people also will put them under a fence so they can water a couple of different pens, and that helps keep animals out as well.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about making watering tanks out of tires at agriculture.com.